I graduated from high school, I took some continuing course in from college. I am a self-taught fashion designer in New York. So when I first came to New York, started to work and intern with a few designers. Yeah, back in 2000. And then I worked at a really well-known fabric store called B&J Fabrics. And they're a well-known fabric store in the garment district. From there, you know, I started to network my way around in the industry because I knew it was something I was very curious and was really into, and I wanted to try to establish myself in the fashion industry. So again, I just continue to work with designers, interning or assistant on photo shoots or visiting factories, so that I could just be connected with the people in the industry and also develop my own contacts as well. So from there, I continued to do that for a bit. I was able to make connection. I attended a fashion show during New York Fashion Week. From there, I was able to, at a young age, connect with my first investor at 23 years old. From there, I was able to...
May I ask, how old are you now?
I'm 31. 31?
31. 31, right?
No, 41.
I'm sorry? I don't get it. 41. 41? 4.
Yep.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yep.
All right, now, when you design, what is the clothing for women?
It's for a woman's, yeah. It's luxury woman's wear.
Okay.
I am planning to add men's wear into the brand as well.
Now, when you design, is it mass production or individual, or how does it work?
So, I can give you a little backstory. So my previous brand, when I had sold, I sold over to 100 stores globally. So
you said 200 stores?
100 stores.
100, okay.
Yeah, to China, Russia, Dubai, Japan, and then here across the United States. And we did really well. And from there, I had pulled back and took a pause from my career, just needed a break. And so for me, I wanted to very focus on a very sustainable way of how I produce my brand. So that means, you know, I wanted to be very selective on who I sell to. Mm. And at the same time, it was very important to revisit my the Lao DNA and to bring some of the of my Lao heritage into the brand.
You mean the material, textile?
So it would be from materials made in Laos that's been hand woven on a hand loom, and some of, you know, taking in some of the traditional motifs that you see on the traditional textile, and I would, you know, create a modern print and, you know, create a piece of dress out of it or a blouse. So there's two ways of how I really focus on bringing the Lao DNA. So one was bringing the hand traditional hand woven textile.
So have you done that so far?
I have, yes, I have.
Now, may I ask you, your production, what was the most expensive piece and how much?
So my most expensive piece would be at $3,500. And that was more of a blazer.
Is it like a blouse?
The blazer was 100% silk.
Mm-hmm.
That was handmade for miles, but was made and designed here in New York City.
And you design, and who sew it?
So I have a factory that I have a long history and worked with for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they became the most important piece of the brand and the relationship. So for them, you know, it was, they understand tailoring, they understand techniques, they understand quality, which is very important. And so, yeah, you know, I took this silk textile that was made in Laos, and then we made the blazer here in New York City.
Ah, now, do you when you do that, you do how many at a time?
So it depends. So you know, when we have, and again, I just want to mention about being sustainable, and so I try not to overproduce and certain things, especially the low textile. It was very important to control what. Was being used. So I would, you know, some of the textile people who would order from my website, it would only be made to order. But then some pieces I would have stock of, but it would be no more, depending, it would be no more between 5 to 10 pieces that were in stock.
Mm-hmm.
But, I also wanted to, you know, make sure that I kept the quantity low and being very focused on being sustainable and be limited into what I produce.
I see. Now, what is the name of your website?
NariMandoval.com.
Nari, N-A-R-Y, Manivong. Manivong.com, you said?
Yep.
That's it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Okay, now. Good. Anything else you want to let me know?
I could say that I just came back from Laos and brought some new textile. What part?
Yeah.
From Vientiane and from Pak Se.
Now, do you see that Vientiane has more textile production, fashion? Are you agree?
Say what again?
In Vientiane, they have a lot of textile, right? A lot of textile shops and fashion, right?
They do. And I think, you know, there's an opportunity to grow. Where Vientiane is more of, I see the audience more modern.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's getting there. I think it's, you know, they're just trying to develop and continue to grow, which is really amazing to see every time I visit. I think that there's some opportunity to continue to grow.
Okay. Now, so far you are doing okay, doing good with financially, you know, make a profit out of this.
Yeah. I relaunched the brand in 2018, and then of course I had a 2-year pause during COVID. So I had to, you know, unable to produce, unable to make, because part of my, some of my factories and my sample room, and then of course some of my vendors were closed and unable to work. So the 2 years from 2021 to 2020, part of, I'm sorry, 2020 and part of 2021, 2022, I didn't want to rush into doing anything because I wanted to understand where the market was at. And the reason behind that, you know, during that time, there were store closing.
Okay.
There were stores that were changing the way they were approaching their selling season. So, and for me to jump back into it right away while that was happening, I didn't want to put myself in a really financial burden.
Now, your production, you sell online or you put in the store? You said earlier 100 store, right?
So my old brand, I used to sell to 100 stores.
What's your, the name of your own brand?
NAHM, N-A-H-M.
N-A-H-M.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Water and Laos.
Oh, NAHM. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And also, it was, I had a partner with, her name was Allie Hilfiger.
Uh-huh.
Her dad was Tommy Hilfiger.
Okay. You said your colleague, your partner?
She was my, my colleague, my business partner.
Okay. 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 Good. Good. I'm going to go to your website, check it out. Do you have a good photo of you and your production?
I do.
Would you please send me one or two, a few photos?
I could, yes.
See, because I will accompany with the article. See, it will be in Lao language, okay? You might not understand.
Okay.
It will be Lao language. However, your conversation with me will be in English, audio.
Okay.
I will have to translate what you said, but in the website, I will have to edit, you know, make it nice of what you just told me.
Will I have opportunity to proofread just to make sure?
Well, you can read, but you might not understand.
before you get published, is there a way to just proofread it?
Sure.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
When you say read, you want, but is it Lao language? Can you read that?
No, but can you translate it in English before you type it up in the Lao language?
I will try to do that. Finish writing in the Lao language. We will talk again. I will read it and translate it to you.
Okay.
You know what? Another way of doing it, you can use Google to translate. However, Google is don't trust Google 100%, okay?
I know that for sure.
I will verbally translate to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Can you text me your email address and then I'll send you the pictures?
Sure. And also, do you have a past article that they report about you?
Yes.
If you would forward that to me too.
I can do that. Yes.
Okay. I will send you my address. I mean, the email address.
Okay. Perfect.
Good.
So, I can send it later this evening or by tomorrow morning.
That will be fine.
Okay.
Great. Okay. That's good. That's something I need to work on this weekend for to finish by next Thursday. If I have anything question, I will text you. I have your number.
Okay. Yeah, please do, and I'm happy to elaborate and add more to the story.
Oh, one more. Do you have two more people to say a few words for you?
Sure.
It can be your partner, and it can be your friend, but I need two people.
Okay.
Now, do you have any Lao who knows about you, who close friend or anything about it?
I do.
That would be good. If it's, you know, see, we have to have three people for participate. You will be the main. You will be the main. And if you would please talk to one Lao to mention complimenting you or what, you know, about you and another person. It can be your partner if she can do that.
Okay.
If you would please tell them name and phone number, then I will call and talk to them for no less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Good, good.
Okay.
That will work out. And then I will text you my email address now. Okay?
Okay. Okay, all right. Perfect.
Say your phone.
I'll reach out to people later today.
Yeah, good. Say your phone number again, please. 929-248-248-8658. 929-248-8658. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Because I'm going to log that into my phone and then I'm going to text you my email address.
Okay.
And thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.